The main argument for staying longer is what each of my three predecessors have grappled with. No one wants to say that we should be in Afghanistan forever, but they insist now is not the right moment to leave. In 2014, NATO issued a declaration affirming that Afghan security forces would from that point on have full responsibility for this country's security by the end of that year. That was 7 years ago. So when will it be the right moment to leave? One more year? Two more years? 10 more years? 10, 20, 30 billion dollars more in the trillion we've already spent? Not now? That's how we got here. And in this moment, there's a significant downside risk to staying beyond May 1st without a clear timetable for departure. If we instead pursue the approach where America, U.S. exit, is tied to conditions on the ground, we have to have clear answers to the following questions. Just what conditions require to be required to allow us to depart? By what means and how long would it take to achieve them, if they could be achieved at all? And at what additional cost in lives and treasure? I'm not hearing any good answers to these questions.